We want to pray for Sean Ezell, who had a PET scan yesterday that showed the cancer had progressed. His doctors are referring him to a clinical trial in St. Louis. Keep him and his family in our prayers. We want to pray for Tanya Rascon's granddaughter, Aubrey, who will be having a second surgery on her wrist that was broken a couple weeks ago. And we want to continue to pray for the family of Patty Cawthron, who passed away last Friday, specifically for her husband, Jim. And also want to continue praying for Neva and Joe. They sent him home from, well, home from the rehab here. And he's still on a walker and having a little bit of the nerve pains because the nerves are reconnecting.
Father, we're honored for the opportunity to come here to present these requests to you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you know the inside from the outside. Lord God, you know the end from the beginning. And I thank you even concerning these folks we're praying for, Lord God, that you know that you're already working on their behalf. Father, with our prayers, Lord God, we open up opportunity for you to move on their behalf. I thank you for it. And Father, we lift up Sean to you. We thank you, Lord God, that there is no name greater than the name of Jesus. We speak the name of Jesus to that cancer, and we tell you to desist and to be removed in Jesus' name. I pray for healing on all that's concerned there, all that's concerned with this episode with cancer, healing in the entire body. I thank you. I come against the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. I bind you and I tell you to stop what you're doing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you that you got it. Thank you. Father, I pray for the granddaughter Aubrey, Father, and for this wrist, Lord God, the wrist situation in the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you that you are already doing the work, even before we pray. Thank you for it. Thank you. Thank you for healing. Thank you, Lord God, for peace in Grandma's mind. In Jesus' name, thank you for it. Father, we pray for this husband. I speak peace over him. Peace. Peace that passes understanding. I come against confusion, and I come against that spirit of blame that's trying to attach itself to him. Release him in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord God. I just pray that you find it. Help him to find his reason, his purpose, to be reestablished. Lord God, that he might get his focus back. And we thank you for it. Thank you for what you're doing in Joe. Thank you for what you're doing in Neva. I just thank you, Lord God, that all things are coming together just as you created. Lord God, we stand on your promises, and we thank you, Lord God, that you haven't failed one yet. And Lord God, we just speak life over Joe. We speak peace over him. Lord, I pray that you give him things that his hands can do, because you put it in him to be a doer. And Lord God, I just pray that you give him a renewed focus on those jobs that you have for him. We thank you for it. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And one of our listeners, Angela Jenkins, posted she still needs prayers, please.
Thank you, Lord. Tough, tough situation. Thank you, thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory. I come against the spirit of doubt in Jesus' name. I arrest you and I tell you you're a liar. I thank you, Lord God, that your word is true. Lord God, that when everything else fails, your word never fails. I just pray, Lord God, that the feeling of responsibility, the feeling that have to do something, that would be, I speak peace over that in Jesus' name. Peace over the mind and the heart. And I just speak rest. Rest over that family. Rest over that boy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for what you're doing. You're working on the inside. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries is located right here at the Promise Center in Elk City.
The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. Sunday school starts at 10 a.m., Sunday worship 10:45, Sunday evening prayer at 5, Bible study at 6. Wednesday Bible study at 7 and youth group at 7 as well. If you'd like more information, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
And remember, this Saturday is going to be the Sisterhood Conference at Grandview Church, October 21st. If you would like more information, you can go onto their Facebook page. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be back.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. Encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship. Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for 2 estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines establish the boundaries of your life. They don't determine where you go, but they do determine where you end up. They help you slow down when everything else says speed up. They help you think before you say. There are no shortcuts to real success. Guidelines help to navigate you from where you are to where you want to be. Boundaries don't limit you, they protect you.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest for today is Rick Spain. His title for this morning is, "What are you doing?" Or wait, should it be, "What are you doing?"
Yeah. That's it.
I'm soaking in some hurt. If I'm being honest, I'm soaking in hurt, y'all.
Yeah.
I'm the wrong kind of salty.
Yeah, so What are you doing? Well, I'm trying to figure it out. Give me a minute. I'm trying to figure this stuff out. What are you doing? That's the question of the ages. I wrote this down. The real question is not about the act, but about the person. So there is no real change without first confronting this question. All justification and reasoning become servants to this question. The habits and processes, they're measured by this question. Okay, so we went through Elijah and God meets Elijah, and God didn't just say, "What are you doing?" He said, "What are you doing here?"
Yeah.
Reminds me of that sermon I preached way back there years ago. I don't know how many, lots of years. It was one of those that Pastor Rick comes up to me and says, or he calls me. This is Wednesday morning. And he says, I've got an unexpected event I got to go to, and all the associate pastors, they got responsibilities they got to do, or they're going to be gone or whatever. He says, "Can you do the service tonight, Wednesday night service?" And, if you know me well enough, if somebody asked me that question, well, sure, yeah, I could do it. Don't know what the heck I'm going to talk about. You know, in my mind, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. But so, you know, I praying, and God gave me a message how to get from here to there. You know, and so here is an evasive thought, because in reality, we rarely enjoy where we are. You know why? We're trying to get to someplace else. You know, and we had a conversation, had a little group deal last night. A bunch of guys got together, and it was one of the few times where I was with a bunch of guys and we didn't actually solve any world problems. That's unusual. But anyway, you know, we talked about how these feelings come up. This different person comes up in certain situations. And I said, well, you know, just ride in the passenger seat while I'm driving. You know, because when I am leaving one place, I'm going to another place. I'm not just driving around looking at the view. I'm heading somewhere. I got something to do, got something to get. You know, I got things to do. And then we get, "I love you, Grandma. I love you. I really do. Just pull over so I can go around you." Now, if you're not Grandma, well, I'm not going to be as respectful to you. What are you doing? Don't you know what the speed limit is? Okay. So it's the thought of getting from here to there. No. I shouldn't have revealed that part. That was Rick Spain at 18 years old. No, not anymore. No, not anymore. Okay, don't let me lose my train of thought here. What are you doing here? You know, and so that's the thought. What are you doing here, Elijah? What are you doing here? Well, I'm protecting myself, you know, and because what's right ahead. Jezebel's looking for me, and if she finds me, it's up to you, God, because I'm the last one you got. You know, and so, we're not recognizing where we are. That's the thought, folks. Where are you? What are you doing here? Here is also a thought of, you know, this is the place where I'm producing, I'm resting, I'm doing whatever it takes so that I can survive. This is the place. It's here. But it's what's interesting is here is usually not enjoyed because you're thinking about what's behind you or what's ahead of you. You know, and I mean, maybe you don't. This is how I think. I'm just telling you. So we got to understand why we are where we are. You know, and a lot of people will play the blame game. Well, I'm here because of this person or this situation, this circumstance. Get over it. Dang it. Steel toes. Get over it. You have to get over it. If you don't get over it, it's got you. It's got you. And you're in that same cave that Elijah was in. You're just hiding. God doesn't want you to hide. God wants you to get up, get moving. You know, I told you we were going to get into John. We're here at the end of the program. But Jesus, that guy was amazing. So he's got his ministry going. He's going around. He's healing people. And then he comes up. He's coming out of Tiberias, you know, that area of Israel. And he's moving on to another destination. Well, he's got a bunch of people following him. You know, and so Jesus, this is in chapter 6 of John. Jesus says to Philip, he says, you know, these people have been following me a long time. How are we going to feed them? You know, of course, Philip's giving them that look and said, what are you asking me for? You know, I don't know. You know, we ain't got enough money or access, you know, but Jesus fed the 5,000. We know the story. So he goes on and then he goes, he walks away. He said, the disciples, you go over to the other side of the lake. And he goes off in up into the mountain and he's off by himself. And then says he walks on the water and he meets the disciples out there in the middle of the water. They get to the other side and so then there's people that are there waiting. And so Jesus talks to the people and then he talks to the religious folks. It's kind of interesting. You know, I think we get concepts of who Jesus is, but we really, I mean, we never ate dinner with him, you know. But, you know, the concept of the hour is that Jesus didn't have problems saying what needed to be said. I had to weigh my words there. He didn't have a problem with that. And so when he's teaching, he's telling people, you know what? If you got this problem, this is how you fix it. Okay, so, but then when he got with the religious folks, he talked to them different. You know, he wasn't talking to them about fixing problems. He was talking to them as if they were the problem. Well, we don't want to offend this person or, you know, gosh, if they can do what they want, long as it doesn't affect my life, you know, I don't want to tread on that holy ground, you know, that that's their decision. You know what? It is their decision. And I'm not saying we need to go out and correct everybody, but I am saying that if what's keeping you to speaking to someone else is that fear that you don't want to offend them, that's not from God. If God has something for you to speak to somebody, speak it. This is one thing about Jesus. What are you doing? What are you doing? Jesus was always doing. You know, we go over here, what is it, chapter 8? No, it's chapter 7. Hold on, let me find it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So his Jesus brothers comes to him and says, you know what, you're so popular. You know, we're fixing to have this big feast over in Jerusalem. You need to be there. And Jesus says, oh, it's not my time. Not my time right now. And so they take off, and then it says, right after they says, secretly Jesus goes on. He goes to Jerusalem. And what is he drawn to? He's drawn to people. He goes off in the temple. And so then he gets into a deal with the Pharisees. Then we see in there Jesus, one of his famous quotes was, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. Truth will make you free. So religious leaders are there and saying, hey, who gives you this authority? He says, well, my Father gave me the authority. And so they get into a big deal. And at the end, he's saying, well, we're Abraham's. He basically said, your father's the devil. That's what he said. Jesus said this to the religious leaders. Now, that's like going to the police of chief of police and saying, hey, you're breaking the law. That's what this is like. Or your government official, whatever it may be. And so this was big. And it goes on down. It says, and they said, wait a second, Abraham's our father. He says, well, if Abraham was your father, then you would recognize me. Well, how? Because Abraham recognized me back, way back there. He says, well, you're not even 50 years old. How can he recognize you? And he made this other famous quote, before Abraham was, I am. So they're picking up stones. They're going to knock him out right there. That's blasphemy. And what happened? It says Jesus hid himself, and he walked out right in the middle of them. However you want to envision that, did he like go in another dimension and walk out? I don't think so. I think there just a crowd there, and he just weaved his way through the crowd. So we go on down and further into John, and Jesus makes the comments to the disciples saying, you know, we got to go back into Judea. And that's where the religious leaders confronted him. Said, hey, Jesus, you know what you're doing here? What are you doing? They were just about ready to stone you last time you were there. He made this quote. He said, don't you know there's 12 hours in a day that you can work? We need to work when the sun's shining. I'm not a workaholic. I just want to finish what I started. That's what I want to do. I find that I have way too many starts. What are you doing? Jesus said, while the light's shining, I'm working. Because there's going to be a time when it's not shining. I'm going to close up with this thought. Because this is what gets me. We have been given the answers freely. Freely given the answers. I mean, if you have a question, I don't think God wants to hide information from anybody. You may not be ready for the information. There may be a waiting period. But if you have a question, God's going to give it to you. He's going to give you the answer. We have answers. There's a world out there that is dying with questions. And their answers are, getting back to the computer thought, their answers are in the default mode. Their computer's not working right. There's only one way it can work right. And that's if you hook it into the right source. So, I'm not talking to the people that are not hooked up. I'm talking to the people that are. We are hooked into the source. What is our responsibility? Jesus said it. Go into all the world. Preach the gospel. Tell people about Jesus. And when they receive, when they're reconnected, start telling them how to work that computer. Yeah, I don't care who you are. Every one of us have a responsibility in this. Everyone. So you may be the speaker. You may be the one who helps the speaker. You may be the one who sets up for the speaker. Whatever it is that God has put in you, allow that gift to come forth. What are you doing? Are you touching people for Jesus? That's your job. That's why you're here. It's not to get that next bill paid. It's not to get reconciled in some relationship. I pray for both of them. It's not for that healing touch, and so that you could come back to health and go back to doing what you were doing. Why are you here? What are you doing? We've got a responsibility, because I'm going to tell you, just like Jesus said millennia ago, he said the fields are ripe unto harvest. People out there are hungry. They're searching. They're looking. You know, if we don't provide them with the truth, the false truth's going to fill them up. We see a division in our world in this time. Well, what's the real division? The real division's in the spirit. It's a spiritual battle, folks. We have got the spirit of truth in us. The spirit of truth. It's time to reach people for Jesus. I'm just telling you, if your foot's sticking out there, and this is like me stomping on that foot, well, so be it. We got to get out of our comfortable places. I'm tired of playing church. Are you? Let's get out there. Let's do what God created us to do. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness to us. Lord God, I pray that goodness that you put in us, you may give us opportunity to distribute it to those around us. Lord God, help us to be that light, to be the salt, to be the voice, your voice, Lord God, so that people can come into relationship with you. Father, I thank you for it. Help us to recognize what we are doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Quit. playing church and go be the church. And when you take that step of faith and trust in God, and you start going out where God sent you and put you, don't allow people playing church to unplug you from your purpose.
God didn't tell us to be perfect.
Nope.
He never did.
Nope.
If we're looking for the perfect time, the perfect situation, the perfect person, you know what? It's just go out there and do it. Go out there and do it. God uses imperfect people.
Amen.
Yeah.
Go be a billboard for God's love, for God's grace, and for God's mercy. We're not perfect. Go. Go.
It's time.
Go.
It's time.
Get up, quit playing church, and go be the church. People ain't gotta like it. But as long as you know that you're pleasing God and you're doing what He wants you to do, where He wants you to do it, just plow it. Get her done. Go do it.
All right. Love it.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. I, for one, needed this message this morning. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica, from Tina Dobbs, and from Mr. Rick Spain, y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time. Stay tuned for the Truth Broadcast.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.